Listening 3. Raising Children. Raising your children in the right way is far from easy. It takes a lot of patience, care, help, support, and most importantly, time. It is often impossible to harmonize things, but hopefully, it is possible to strike the right balance. Children need a lot of love and support, especially when they are small. The first years are absolutely crucial. When your child is young, it is good to do a lot of talking, playing, reading, and telling fairy tales in order to make the child's emotional world rich. In other words, spend as much time with him or her as possible. Later, after children start school, they are in need of permanent support. It is absolutely necessary to develop a relationship of trust so that the child feels welcome to turn to its parents with minor, yet important problems. You have to take children seriously at all times, never laughing at them or sending them away. Parents should know how their child copes with its tasks and whether it takes its duties seriously. Children should be taught independence and responsibility as early as possible. It goes without saying that both parents should set a good example, as this is the best way to influence the child and show it the right path. Like adults, children need not only care but also motivation. If the parents are happy about their children's performance at school, the children should be praised and rewarded. It is the parents themselves who have to decide whether to reward their child with a kind word, or a toy, or even money. People do not agree on this. In my opinion, corporal punishments should be permitted, but used in a limited way. Should a child do something wrong, it is not necessary to beat them. First, it would be better to try and teach them not to do that anymore. Once the child has realized what they have done, the goal is often achieved. However, it is very difficult to explain to young children, in words, what they should avoid doing. I remember when I was young, I preferred being slapped to listening to the lengthy monologues my mother would give me when she was angry. Slapping someone is a quick and clear response and is over at once. I believe psychological punishments are far worse than corporal ones. Some friends of mine have parents who behave like friends. They never slap them or shout at them, and they are tolerant and democratic. But in my opinion, there should be some limits and respect as well. It's nice to bring up children by means of discussion without forcing them to do something. But in my opinion at least, a little parental strictness makes our life easier as we can learn from them what is good and what is bad, and how we should behave. I would say that, when I'm a parent, I will try to be both friendly and strict, depending on how serious the matter is. These days, children leave their parents later than they used to. The reason is that they want to study as long as possible, then travel the world, and perhaps then become independent. For many young people, it is also difficult to get a place to live unless their parents help them, or they get a really good job with a high salary. So most of them prefer to start their career first, and when they have reached a certain position, they settle down and start their own family. People also tend to get married much later than before. In my opinion, it is not bad to stay with your parents longer, provided they don't mind, of course. In this way, you can save a lot of money that you will need to buy a house or flat, and you can put off very serious decisions concerning your future for a while.